Yes, and what's more, he'll go off at odds on, and I think it's on the, as a result of a very fine run in the semi-finals. Croker's Champ, running from six, actually did a better time in the semi-finals, but you'd have to say that Crown Champ is the better drawn of the two of them. He runs from three, whereas Croker's, as I say, goes from six. That just might, that's what tilted the bookmakers, I suppose, in Crown Champ's favour. But on all known form, semi-final form in particular, it looks a two-dog race.
I mean, Crown Champ does boast a good early pace as well, and an ideal trap draw in three, Joe.
Yes, indeed. It is a good draw. In the old days, trap three and four, or traps three and four, were known as the coffin boxes, but not anymore. There are a lot of winners have come from there at Dundalk, and indeed at other tracks. Three is an excellent draw for Crown Champ. Six is a wee bit far out for Croker's Champ, but at the same time, he can leave the draw at the traps very fast, and if he can make his way across, he has a big chance.
Well, finals are finals, as we all know, Joe, and once-off races like the International not that long ago, we had a 10-1 winner in the form of Metro Jack. Looking at the rest of the field, they're all big prices, Joe. Is there any chance that the form book can be turned on its head?
It can indeed, and you only have to look at this race last year. It was won by Razzle Dazzle Ryoga, 13-2, and indeed Michal Murahurty's dog ran from trap six. So there is a possibility, there is a good strong possibility, and if there is one that's going to cause a surprise, it could be the Carrick McCross dog, Carduff Flame. He hasn't won a heat in the competition so far, and he's only won one of his 14 races, but he ran his best. He's improving all the time. She's improving all the time, and she ran her very best run, ran her best race in the semi-final when she finished within two lengths of Crown Champ. I think if there's going to be a surprise, it could be Carduff Flame that causes it.
And of course, the Joneses, they've had a few near misses over the years in this event.
This is their fourth finalist. They had the Syndicate dog they owned for a group of people from around Carrick Macross, way over the odds. It ran and won the earlier finals, and since then, Black Arizona and Guilford Lad, who in fact was a half-brother of Carduff Flame, he went to the final odds. So this is the fourth finalist, and Lawrence Jones Kell, it certainly wouldn't be winning it out of a turn if it won on Sunday night.
And the other finalists, we have Drumsnat Turbo for the Quins, who are formerly based, or they had their kennels here a few years back, and the Gilberts from Skerries, of course, represented by Walsh's Hill.
Actually, Walsh's Hill won its first round, 21-19. I know Des Gilbert, he thinks an awful lot of this dog. If Walsh's Hill was to win, it would compensate the Gilberts for the defeat of Aho Tony, long odds on favourite in 2009, surprisingly beaten, ran from trap one that night beaten. So this would be fine compensation for the Walsh's if Walsh's Hill was to win. As you say, Drumsna Turbo, it's owned and trained by the Quins, Pat and Pauline Quinn. They're living down now in County Longford. Used to have their kennel in Kilcarly. Pat has had a lot of finalists over the years. He got Drumsna Queen through to an Irish Derby final back in the 1990s. Pat was very disappointed when he heard the draw. He was hoping for three, possibly four, but he ended up in trap one. And then there is the trap six dog. It's English owned, trained by Darren Ferris in Belfast. It was trained there first and then was sold to England. Now it was sent back to them for this classic. It's a 10-1 shot, and he won some trap five.
So an exciting race to look forward to, Joe, and a good support card as well, full of finals.
Excellent. There are a lot of minor finals going on, and there's a big local interest in some of these finals, and there are a lot of open races worth €500 for the winner. So it's as good Irish Sprint Cup final card as I've seen in a long time. I just hope the crowd comes along. There was a disappointing crowd there last Friday night for the semi-finals. Hopefully there'll be a good crowd there on Sunday with the horses in the afternoon and then the dogs at night.